Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, sorry. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Labors for Christ Midweek Prayer and Teaching Gathering. Our spiritual life and enrichment. We are located at our new location of 150 East 124th Place in Chicago, Illinois. It is a blessing and a joy to be able to come to you on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesdays as we are going into a month of teaching prophetic deliverance from the teaching team of ambassadorial prophets Michael Henderson and Apostle Katie Pierce. So at this time, we will turn the remaining time over to our teachers this evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Just a quick mic check. Pray that all can hear me well. All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We do want to remind you during the course of this teaching to remember to put your phone on mute until we do, you know, give you the opportunity to participate. Again, good evening, Blog Talk family. We are excited that you are joining us for our Wednesday Spiritual Growth Development and Biblical Training. This week we will continue in our series, Prophetic Deliverance. Let's continue the conversation and excavate the Word of God and take a deeper and intimate look at this inspiring and powerful teaching. We are excited about the transformation and prophetic breakthroughs you will experience in your homes, in your community, your city, and your sphere of influence within the Seven Mountains. As always, your participation is very important to the development of the teaching and training. The expectation is for you to participate, engage, ask questions, and ultimately implement the teachings in your personal and public lives. We are excited about what God will download in our hearts today, and we believe that you will walk away with revelation, restoration, maturation, and manifestation. We decree and declare that you will walk in your prophetic deliverance, and according to Philippians 1:6, we are confident that the Creator who has begun such a great work among you will not stop in mid-design, but will keep perfecting you until the day Jesus, the Anointed, our liberating King, returns to redeem the world. While we are preparing to read a scripture and pray, we encourage you to grab your Bible, grab a pen and a journal, and let's begin to scribe what we are hearing the Lord say as we share and continue to maturate as a community and believing God for a fresh wind of His Spirit and power to be released over us tonight. We do want to read one of the scriptures that we've been coming for since the beginning of this script, beginning of this teaching, and we do pray that this scripture becomes part of your arsenal, and it also becomes a tablet that is written upon your heart. And it is from Mark 16:17-18, and it is out of the Passion Version. And it says, "And these miracle signs will accompany those who believe. They will drive out demons in the power of my name. They will speak in new tongues. They will be supernaturally protected from snakes and from drinking anything poisonous. And they will lay hands on the sick and heal them all." Amen. We're going to read our May prayer, and then we're going to just take a few minutes and allow the Holy Spirit to invade our space, no matter where we're at, no matter what platform you are participating in this teaching on, whether you're in your home, in your living room, driving in your car. We do want to take a moment and allow the Holy Spirit to invade our space so that our hearts are open to the frequency of heaven, and that a fresh download would be released, and not just released, but it would be received, and you would conceive it and carry the weight of what God is trying, what God is doing in this season. So our May prayer says, I decree that May would be a blessed month. Let every week of May be a blessed week. I will walk in the strength of God during the month of May. I will have the joy and peace, shalom of God during this month. May will be a month of great grace, great power, great favor, and great faith. I will believe God for special and uncommon miracles during the month of May. I will experience a financial breakthrough this month. I will have health and strength during the month of May. I declare I will increase in knowledge and wisdom during this month. I will hear the voice of the Lord clearly and speak his word with power and authority during the month of May. The Lord's praise will continually be in my mouth during this time. I decree May is my secret place month, and I am protected under the shadow of his wings, and my family and friends are covered by his presence. No weapon formed against me will prosper in the month of May. I will have victory, freedom, and clarity during this month. I will prosper and be in good health during the month of May. Let new things spring forth now for me in the month of May, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So let us take a moment, no matter where you're at. Let's do something corporately, whatever stirs you, whatever allows, whatever clears your head, whatever clears your heart, to allow the Holy Spirit to move upon you. Let's begin to do that at this moment, and let's just allow God to release a fresh wind of his power over us. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for being a phenomenal and awesome God. We celebrate how great you are. We distract all distractions, and we thank you for what you desire to do in this hour. We thank you, Father. This is the day that you have made, and so we rejoice and we are glad in it. We celebrate your righteousness. We thank you for being a great God. This is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and we glad in it. Father, we ask that you will forgive us anything that we said, anything that we've done, and we've offended you or our brother in any way. We ask that you will forgive us, and we thank you that today your mercy is new every morning. Thank you that our sins, as far as the east is from the west, Father, thank you that you put our sins in the sea of forgetfulness to never be brought up again. And thank you that you love us. Thank you for the power of the blood. Thank you for what the blood of Jesus has done in our lives. Thank you that it not only cleansed us, but it freed us. It sanctified us. It set us apart. It changed our DNA. It changed our destiny. And we thank you for that today. And we give you glory and honor. Father, we thank you that healing and deliverance is the children's bread. And so we celebrate that today. We position ourselves in a place of freedom. We position ourselves in this place by confessing Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And because we are hidden in you, we are free, Father. We are made free. We are set free. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We don't draw back. We press in. We don't draw back. We don't hide our hidden things. We expose them through praise. We expose them through the light of worship. We expose them through the power of your prophetic word. And we confess. We confess unto you. You said that if we would do that, you said that we would be healed. If we confess our faults one to another, we would be healed. And we confess our inconsistencies. We confess our secrets. We confess those things that have been hindering us and keeping us from moving forward into our prophetic prophetic destiny. And so we thank you. And so right now, Holy Spirit, have your way, Father. Oh, have your way over the next 40 minutes in our lives. Let this be a life-changing moment. Change the trajectory of our futures. Shift things around in our homes. And we thank you for that. And we thank you that you respond to your name, Father. And so we take this moment and we call on the name. We call on the God of Abraham, the God of all comfort, the God of all mankind, the God of glory, the God of gods, the God of grace, the God of peace, the God of the living, God of the spirits, God of the truth, God our Father, God our strength, God over all the kingdoms, God who avenges me, God who is relentless, for God who is relentless in chasing me and loving me, and we thank you for that, and we give you praise. God, I thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for what you're going to release through apostles. Thank you for what you're going to release through me. Change our agendas. Change what we've studied, and bring forth revelation, bring forth knowledge, bring forth wisdom that is going to bring their future into existence. And we thank you for that today, and we give you all praise. Oh, God, we give you all glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, do me a favor. Let's just take your phone off of mute for a moment, and those who are in a position to just give God praise, let's do that corporately together. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
oh,
praise
hallelujah,
God.
God. We praise you.
Yes,
praise,
God.
Praise you.
Praise
oh,
God.
We magnify
glory
you.
Thank
you are a
thank
good,
you,
good
God.
Father.
Praise
oh,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're so worthy of praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, God. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
All
thank
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You,
thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes.
you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Well, thank you for that. Amen. Hallelujah. That felt good to me. Amen. And so we thank you again for your participation. Amen. We pray that you have been blessed by this series as we've been talking about this concept, this prophetic concept, looking at deliverance through the prophetic or what we call prophetic deliverance. And so we pray that you have been experiencing just that. So we gave a definition, and we just want to repeat that definition again. We talked about prophetic deliverance is a teaching identifying the grace of both inspired gifts, the prophetic ministry and the deliverance ministry operating as a gift mixed power to bring forth the demonstration of prophetic freedom through the testimony of Jesus Christ by the person of the Holy Spirit. And so when we look at prophetic deliverance, we're talking about these two inspired giftings that is at work in your life, and not just at work separately, but at work together, and understanding that when a prophetic spirit moves, it has the ability to move in several different ways. We talked about how the prophetic ministry moved just beyond prophesying, but us embracing it as a continuous lifestyle, which brings us to God. And so one of the ways that God will bring us closer to him is through the inspired vehicle of deliverance, freeing us. And we've looked at a few passages of scriptures that we pray that you have been studying and just looking at in your own time. We talked about, we began to talk about Proverbs 25:4, and it says, remove the worthless thing from silver to make it pure, and a worker can make something beautiful. Take away, that's the Easy Read version. The Voice version says, take away the impurities from the silver, and a good smith can create something of value. And we want you to resonate that in your spirit. spirit. So when the Smith man begins to work, he identifies all impurities because it's silver. He's not removing the impurities to make it silver, but because it's silver, he removes the impurities, and then he realized the value of it. And that is how we need to see ourselves through the lens of deliverance. When God deliverance doesn't come to expose what deliverance doesn't come to expose us. It comes to heal us and to elevate us because we are silver, because there we have a creative plan of God and are in the palm of his hand. He used the inspired gift of deliverance so that we can become what the Smithman had already purposed and ordained and created us to be. Amen. And so it is not something we draw from, it's something we draw to. We also talked about this Luke 4:18 out of the Passion Version. Apostle did a wonderful job last week excavating that. We talked about how the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has anointed us to, the scripture said he anointed me to be hope for the poor, freedom from the brokenhearted, new eyes for the blind, and to preach prisoners, you are set free. And when we look at that, one of the powers or one of the gifts that comes with the anointing is deliverance. One of the gifts that comes through the power of the anointing is the ability to allow freedom to rise, freedom for the brokenhearted, sight for the blind, a word for the prisoners, and that word is you are set free, and a season. When the anointing comes upon you, it brings a season, and according to Isaiah, it is a season of jubilee, a time for God's great acceptance. And then we looked at Mark 6:17-18. Part of who you are, you come with the power. Not just with the power. You don't just come with the power. You come with the authority. Yes. Apostle taught us that on last week, that deliverance is not just power, but deliverance is authority. What kind of authority? Authority to drive out demons in his name, authority to speak in a tongue, and authority to be supernaturally protected, and authority to lay hands on the sick and be healed. You have authorities over the powers. Demons have power, but they don't have authority. Language has power, but it doesn't have the authority that a tongue has. So I can speak something, but the authority that comes with the authority that comes as a believer to speak in a new tongue trump whatever power negative words will have. Snakes, poisonous, have power, but it does not have authority. Sickness has power, but it does not have authority. Why? Because you've been given authority to lay hands on the sick and heal. We also talked about 1 Corinthians 14:1, where it says, it is good that you are enthusiastic and passionate about spiritual gifts, especially prophecy. So why did Paul encourage the Corinthian church out of their giftings to continue to inspire prophecy? Number one, as we talked about, the prophetic is bringing God to man and man to God. It is an inspired utterance that releases the will of God into the heart of man. And when we speak by this inspired utterance, we are revealing God's heart. We talked about how a prophetic word, one prophetic word, the inspired word, it can bring deliverance, healing, strength, comfort, refreshing, wisdom, and direction. Inspired utterance always has been a key to breakthrough. And so God will give a prophetic word so that you can break through. God will release a prophetic utterance so that you can bring forth the deliverance that is necessary for you to walk into your destiny and your purpose. He'll bring that prophetic word to bring that prophetic word to fulfill Proverbs 25 and 4. Remove the worthless from the silver. Some things have been attached to you are worthless. They have no value. That lie has no value anymore. That fear has no value anymore. That generational curse, that generational pattern, it has no value over your life anymore. It is not worth anything. It is worthless. And so the Lord can use a prophetic word, or he'll use the worship experience of deliverance. And sometimes we need to see that. We put deliverance more, we focus deliverance more on a demonic than we do a form of worship. Deliverance is also a form of worship. It is God exercising authority over the enemies so that you can worship. It's this passive kind of concept. It's this passive concept in the church that God can do anything or God does everything. And that is not true. There are at least three things that God cannot do or do not do. Number one, God does not lie. Number two, he does not force your will. And number three, he does not worship. He does not worship himself. He built you to worship. And when you are bound, when you are in infirmity, when you are in sickness, when you are living in a lie, when you are under a stronghold, it hinders you from worshiping. And because God cannot lie and wants to be worshiped, he will free you through the worship experience of deliverance or a prophetic word so that you can ultimately worship him and bring him glory. So we talked about how inspired utterance has this dramatic effect upon men and women. Just as a quote from John Eckhart, let's read that again. It said, inspired utterance have a dramatic effect upon men and women. Their lives are enriched through the prophetic words that are spoken. Mere human words could not achieve such results. Inspired utterance are not the work of man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, man, I love that quote. Inspired utterance are not the work of man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. When we speak prophetically, when we speak with us, says the Lord, it is the work of God. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. When you have an opportunity to be a part of a deliverance worship experience, it is not man. It is the Holy Spirit. It is the truth of God revealing that lie, that pain, that hurt, whatever demonic oppression, whatever enemy inside of you that has been oppressing you, any enemy that has been inside of you, hindering you, that is the work of the Holy Spirit to bring you freedom. 1 John 3:8 says, this is why the Son of God came into our world, to destroy the plague of destruction inflicted by the diabolical one. Jesus exists to destroy the plague of destruction. Jesus exists to come after any and everything that came against you. He said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, or you may have it to the full. And if the diabolical one has inflicted you with a plague, if the diabolical one has tried to destroy the work and the plan of God upon your life, then if Jesus exists, and we know that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. When we begin to prophetically speak to you, we are speaking the testimony. What is a testimony? A statement given for one's freedom. And so when we begin to prophesy, when we begin to speak prophetically, when we begin to move through the inspired gift of deliverance, it is the Holy Spirit testifying what Jesus has said about you. And he only can say what he had originally intended and planned for your life. And he did not intend for you to be in fear. He did not intend for you to be in doubt. He did not intend for you to be in addiction. He did not intend for you to be afflicted with negative thoughts, pains, and hurts. He did not intend for your generation to be be plagued with molestation and hurt and pain. He did not intend for you to be bound in abuse and destructive path and inability to make sound judgment and decision, to be complacent and lazy, frustrated and angry. That's not his intended plan for your life. So he will move prophetically or release a worship experience called deliverance so that his original intent for your life can be fulfilled. Remember the story of the king, the story of the mighty warrior, and the Bible said that he was a mighty warrior, but he had leprosy, and the scripture said that he had fought many good battles for Israel. And the Bible said that the Lord released him, that the servant girl said, you need to go to see the prophet. And the prophet began to give him in his prophetic instructional word. He said, dip seven times into the pool. And the man of God was offended because he thought that surely he would do something great. And then he sent him to the Jordan River, which was the nastiest river of it all. But it was that prophetic word, it was that prophetic instruction that brought forth deliverance in Naaman's life. And that's 2 Kings 5:14-17, if you want to make a reference to it, 2 Kings 5:14-17. And so the word of the Lord came to Naaman. He said, go and dip. Here it was, this mighty man of warrior, but he had leprosy. And the servant girl understood that just because he was powerful, he was more to just him, what he was doing. It was more to his destiny, his purpose, not just his gifting, but who he was called to be. And so she released the word. She encouraged him. His servant went and he dipped. He heard a prophetic word. He obeyed that prophetic word, and that word brought forth a deliverance in his life. And so I am saying to you, God is after your leprosy. He is after whatever has been hindering your destiny, whatever has been tying up your purpose, and he will use a prophetic word. He will use a deliverance worship moment. That was his act of worship, to dip into that pool, that river, excuse me, seven times so that he can come up free. And the scripture said he did. And that is the confirmation of 1 John 3:8. The reason the Son of God was revealed to undo and destroy the works of the devil. And you have to confess that. You have to tell the enemy of your soul. You have to keep that in remembrance in your own spirit. Why? Because deliverance is not just power, but it is authority. Amen. You have authority over the enemy. You have authority over every leopard, over every plague, over every situation that the diabolical one will keep you in bound to. And according to Mark 6:17, you have it because you believe. Amen. And so once again, when we talk about these mixed gifts power, we're coming through the tool of both being an inspired gift. Both being an inspired gift. The one who God is using to exercise or has anointed, because Isaiah said what? The Spirit of the Lord God was upon him, and because God had anointed him. So we're doing this with apostle because we know that God has anointed her. He has given her an Isaiah 60 anointing to bring forth freedom, because that is what deliverance also bring forth, freedom. And so whenever she is moving under that worship inspired gift and worship gift, it is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit going after the thing, not going after you, but going after the thing that has been going after you. Remember in Jeremiah 18, when the Lord sent Jeremiah to the potter's house, he said that, just scripture said that he went up. He didn't go down. So never think deliverance is down. He went up. The scripture said that he went up to the potter's house. And when he went up to the potter's house, he saw the potter was at work, and he had clay in his hand. The clay was marred, but it was at work. Whenever God brings forth the worship experience of deliverance, it's not going down, it's going potter at work, identifying what the clay has been marred by and working a work. And so I want you to know that he is working a work in us. Amen. He is bringing forth this kind of teaching over this house, not because we're going down, but because he's taking us up. Amen. He is taking us up, and where he is taking us, though we are marred in his hand, he is at work again, making anew. At work again, making anew. See, somebody like me understand that. Feel like he's always at work, but at work again, making anew. And so when we begin to look at this deliverance aspect of it, we want to see it. Number one, remember, it is not just power, it is authority. It is not a down, it is a up. And it is not just a moment, it is a worship experience. Amen. Apostle.
Woo! Good Lord.
Well, amen. And we do thank and praise God for the word that has been released. And again, we've been trying to set a foundation to, again, eradicate the erroneous thoughts that go along with deliverance, so that people are, so that the children of God, which is what the Bible says, are more open to receive the children's bread. Amen. And so we are apprehensive about it, because we look at this as something where people are going to know my sins. I don't know how many of you, you know, have been with us in morning prayer or in midnight prayer or whatever. Remember, David said like this, purge me with hyssop that I might be clean, and wash me that I might be whiter than snow. There is a purging that can come through prayer, whereas you begin to spit up or you begin to do some things, and I'm not going to call it self-deliverance. I'm just going to call it, you know, the bread coming forth, if you will. And so I don't know how many of you have experienced that, that when you're in a high worship and when you're in a high praise, some things can begin to break. There's a cracking that happens in us, in the spirit or in our soulish realm, that begins to help us to identify and release some things in our lives. And that's why we have shared the scripture that, you know, he who hides cannot prosper. It's imperative that we not hide. Then he turned around and said, "You who hide shall not prosper." And he said, "And it's the truth that will make you free. It's the truth going on in you, and you reveal that truth to the Lord. You're being truthful. God can come in and bring a truth that will get you to a place of deliverance and set you free." And so we just didn't want you to feel like, you know, it's something nasty. Oftentimes when I'm ministering to people who are going through deliverance, I'm saying, "Oh, wow, that's good. Yes, yes, you're getting free." Encouraging them to get the full deliverance that they need, so that they don't shut down and they don't begin to allow the enemy to hold them in bondage. And so we need to understand and know that the deliverance is whatever darkness has come. We're coming against the darkness of your mind, the darkness that the enemy has tried to infiltrate and bring into your life, so that you can come to the full inheritance, the full inheritance of what God has. Deliverance also is a part of your inheritance plan. And we need to understand that God, again, piggybacking on what prophet has already said, it's not his desire for you to be bound by any stretch of the means. And the Holy Spirit came to begin to teach you. He'll begin to open and reveal to you areas of your life that you need deliverance in. Amen. And so we definitely want to be open to that on today. We just wanted to reiterate our inheritance of what the scripture said in Luke 4 and verses 20 and 21. He said, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus said, "I came to fulfill this scripture. I came so that the captives can be set free." And then his ministry, he began to walk that thing out. The woman who had a daughter, remember, in Matthew 15, the Canaanite woman who came to him and was telling Jesus about, starting with verse 25 and even a couple of verses before, she came to Jesus, she knelt down, she said, "Lord, help me." And Jesus replied, "It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs."
saying to her, he was saying that this is a right for those who have an inheritance. This is an inherited right for those. And I can't just throw it, you know, to anybody. So we need to understand in the church, when we find ourselves bound by some things, when things are going on, and what am I talking about? We had a study in CCTI, and I pulled out the book. It's called Victory Over the Self-Centered Life. Victory Over the Self-Centered Life. One of the courses by Paul Karam, C-A-R-A-M, and I'm not sure if we could get some of this copied and delivered to you via email, but one of the things that it talked about, it definitely talks about our inheritance, but it also began to talk about the enemies that are inside of us, the enemies that we have to begin to draw out when everything hurts our feelings. That's an enemy that you need to draw out. Why? Because yourself has not been crucified, and you're allowing some things to always come in, hurt your feeling. It talks about stubbornness, inflexibility, rigidness, imagination. And I'm just going to read these off. My God, I hear you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to read these off. And if you sense something, if you sense something, if you begin to cough or you sense something where the Holy Spirit is quickening you and saying, this is an enemy that you've been carrying around long enough, I've set a table, and now it's time for you to sit and eat the bread. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So we're just going to begin to call off some of these things. Hallelujah. And as you begin to hear them, if the Holy Spirit stirs you or whatever the case may be, we want it to come up and we want it to come out. Again, we've already set a foundation. Jesus left not only when we read in Luke 4, and the scriptures in Luke where he said, today this scripture is fulfilled. But he also came back around and said, and now I've given you power. He said, not only shall you do work, but greater works than these shall you do. Why? Because he's going to his Father. So we're even now calling on the greater works to begin to stir up in us, oh Lord God, to free us from those things, oh God, that have been inhibiting us, oh Lord God. We come against the spirit of wrath and rage in our life, oh Lord God, prejudiceness, rashness, oh Lord God, stubbornness, inflexibility, rigidness, imagination, notions, dream worlds, and I'm going to call it nightmares, oh Lord God, superstitions, loneliness. Loneliness is something, you know, when you get to the self and you get lonely and it causes you to do some things in your life, that loneliness, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So what are you doing dealing with loneliness when he's giving you a promise? That means that the enemy has come and blinded you from the fact that he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we bind every spirit of loneliness. We bind the spirit of perfectionism and extravagance, despondency, reclusiveness in the name of Jesus Christ, inferiorities, insecurities, complexities, cynicism, sarcasm, unthankfulness. The Bible tells us in everything to give thanks. You know, so if we're unthankful about some things, complaining, the spirit of complaining, introversion, embarrassment, and shyness, skepticism, negativism, excuse-making, making excuses, indecision, double-mindedness, procrastination, criticism, reviling spirit, dishonesty, lust, immodesty, cross-consciousness or class-consciousness, snobbishness, immoderation, compromise, disloyalty, inconsistencies, unfaithfulness, flatteries, phobias, envy, jealousy, anxiety, worry, self-righteousness, pride, timidity, dogmaticism, self-rejection, indifference, humorlessness, over-seriousness, self-consciousness, rationalization, argumentativeness, self-pity, moodiness, bitterness, grudgefulness, unforgiveness, hatefulness. God, if we have any of these things in us, oh God, we just release now for the Holy Spirit to even now come and purge us with hyssop, that we might be clean, wash us, that we might be whiter than snow. One of the things that I had to deal with in my own life was having this thing with allergies. And every time I would go to the doctor, they would tell me about these allergies. And when I began to look at the Word of God and find out, okay, this thing has to have a spiritual root. I need to go and find out what's going on with me as far as these allergies are concerned. And one of the things that I found out that allergies was attached to was fear. I feel like I had any problems with fear. You know, I feel like I'm a strong woman of God. I can leap over mountains in a single bound, you know, the whole thing. And so the Lord began to tell me what I had fear of. And I had to begin to confess the Word of God, that God, you have not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I began to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to me those things that I had hidden and suppressed in my life that was causing fear to manifest as an allergy. Somebody gonna be honest with me today. So I began to walk that thing out. I began to pray about it. You know, I had in my own meditation time, I would ask God to begin to reveal to me what my fears was, why this thing was harassing me, and God began to show me some things in my own life. And in my prayer time, in my study time, I began to just speak the Word of God over the allergy. And I began to see the manifestation of God that he was healing me from that particular thing. How was I seeing it? I would be on a train and see a dog, and it didn't bother me. You know, different things. And I've given my testimony about this, but I'm telling you that it's an area of my life whereas I'm constantly confessing it. If something is happening that I'm not letting it go in other words. Oftentimes the Holy Spirit will quicken us to some things that are in our lives that are just manifesting a small manifestation of something, and we don't deal with it right away, and then the enemy comes and compounds on that thing, and we have to be honest with ourselves and begin to speak, because this is the children's bread. Begin to speak that thing so that God can begin to break it. And so I'm not sure who's on the line, but I do want us to get to a point where in our meditation time, we're asking Holy Spirit to reveal to us those secret things, those things that we've suppressed in our life, even through childhood and things of that nature. And then when prayer and worship and things of that nature are going forth, you can be delivered. We got this conscious mind that deliverance has to be a ministry. All right? And we want to begin to understand and to know that as children of God, we have an inherited right to deliverance. We shouldn't have to wait for a quote-unquote deliverance ministry. And so as we begin to prophetically speak the Word of God can come and cast out every vain imagination. The Word of God, as we speak to ourselves what the Word of God says who we are, then those seats can begin to open, that door can begin to open, and you can be set free. That truth can make you free, but you've got to be truthful with yourself. You've got to be truthful with God, and you've got to say it out of your mouth. Remember, he said, if you speak unto this mountain and tell this mountain to be removed and believe those things that you say shall come to pass, it'll happen, right? Now, he said you have to speak to the mountain. He didn't say you have to subliminally think it. Come on, somebody. He didn't say you have to moan and chant about it. He said that you've got to begin to speak to the mountain. What is the mountain? What represents the mountain in your life that's prohibiting you from getting to that next place in God? That mountain that needs to be removed, that's also a form of deliverance. Amen, somebody. And so we wanted to begin to come on today and begin to cut and sever the misconception of the children's bread, the misconception that we have to keep going to the altar and getting re-delivered, come on, somebody, from things that are going on. You have the power and you have the authority. You have the right to begin to prophetically speak to ourselves. Now, one of the things that Apostle Shanette enlightened me on, because I was under the teaching of John Eckhart. John Eckhart always taught that you could do self-deliverance. And when I came into the presence of Apostle Shanette, she was saying that I don't agree with self-deliverance. I don't agree with how can Beelzebub cast out Beelzebub. And then also the thing that God quickened in me is that the enemy is the father of lies. And so if you are trying to I can't cast out a lie. Amen. I need for us to understand. And that's why prophetic deliverance is so important. Because prophetic deliverance begins to speak the Word of God over your life.
God, that they would receive clarity and understanding as to what they are as children of the Most High God, and we can begin to walk in the freedom of what you have given unto us as your children, in the name of Jesus Christ. And so as we begin to look at some things, as we're beginning to be honest, and then we find some things that we're writing them down, we're being honest with ourselves. Stop hiding your sin. Stop hiding what's not going on right with you and begin to write it out. Okay, God, this is the things that I'm going on. What does the word say? What does the word say about fear? What does the word say about, you know, sexual sins? What does the word say about these things? And then you get to a point where, okay, I need some assistance with this, because this is an area we've all been to the altar. We've all been ministered in the area of deliverance. And there is a place where God wants us to maintain our deliverance, whereas we're not repeat offenders to the same thing. We're not repeat offenders to the same thing. And so we definitely want to get to a point in a place in our lives, hallelujah, where God has set us free and we're free indeed. Amen. And so on today, as we begin to look at, we're going to definitely try to get some of these things to you that you can begin to speak and pray, find some scriptures that's going to come against what the enemy is trying to do in your life. You want to begin to speak that thing. You want to be open. You want to be open even when we're doing our prayers on Tuesday, when we're doing the midnight war cry, and the spirit of deliverance shows up and begins to purge. You begin to see some things that are breaking in your life. Remember, this is what God wants. This is what God desires of us. Begin to speak a word that'll bring deliverance. Amen. Begin to prophesy and prophetically speak to a thing that will bring deliverance. But again, we're trying to change the mindset, because again, I think that we've been trapped into a mindset that this is something horrible, that deliverance is something nasty, that deliverance shows that you're not living a godly life. If you weren't living a godly life, you were a part of the enemy's what can I say? If you're part of the enemy's crew, he would need to get to a point of trying to come against you and make sure that you don't get it. So I need for us to begin to understand that we need deliverance. Deliverance is something that we need, and that we not walk in fear of deliverance. We not walk in fear that this is something nasty, or that this means that I'm worse off than somebody else, or whatever the lie that the enemy is telling you. We come against the lies of the enemy now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. And we just now release, oh Lord God, your truth. We release your truth. We uproot every lie that the enemy has said, oh Lord God, and we release your truth, oh Lord God. We release your truth, oh Lord God, that the spirit of anxiety, God, will be uprooted now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, and that your peace would come, a peace that surpasses all understanding, oh Lord God. We release, oh Lord God, the spirit, oh Lord God, of debt, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, a spirit of poverty, oh Lord God, that may have even been handed down through the bloodline, oh Lord God. We bind that now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Father. We even bind, oh Lord God, the enemy, oh Lord God, that would tell us, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that we have doubt and unbelief about who we are, a fear of God, a fear of hell, oh Lord God. We come against every spirit, God, that would try to come in, oh Lord God, hallelujah, and make us sound, oh Lord God. We now receive the light, oh Lord God, in the spirit of darkness in us, oh Lord God, that will shed light, oh Lord God, that will bring a deliverance and a breakthrough, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we just thank you, oh Lord God. Every spirit of procrastination, oh Lord God, every spirit of criticism, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, hallelujah, God. And we just thank you, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, every spirit of discontent, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we bind these things now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Every stubborn spirit, oh Lord God, every spirit, God, that would cause us, God, not to be flexible, the spirit that causes us to be rigid, oh Lord God, the spirit that would try to make us be opinionated, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind you now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. And we, oh Lord God, just release, oh Lord God, we release, oh Lord God, a spirit, oh Lord God, a teachable spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We release a teachable spirit on these, your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit, oh Lord God, of the hearing, oh Lord God, the spirit, oh Lord God, that will cause us to hear. And everything we hear it in the negative, oh Lord God. Everything somebody says to us, oh Lord God, we hear it, oh Lord God, instead of attacking us, oh Lord God. We hear it wrong, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. And we just break, oh Lord God, that spirit of deafness, oh Lord God, that spirit, oh Lord God, that will cause us to hear wrong, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We receive your truth, oh God, even in the ear, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will begin to hear what the spirit of the Lord is saying, oh Lord God, that we will begin to hear constructive criticism, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, and that comes from a teachable spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, teach us, oh Lord God, how to hear, oh Lord God, teach us, oh Lord God, how to accept reproof and correction, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we release your word even now, oh Lord God, that will set free and that will deliver, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God. Every spirit of unforgivableness, oh God, unforgiveness, we come against, oh Lord God, every spirit of unforgiveness, oh Lord God, holding hurt, oh Lord God, holding wounds, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against, oh Lord God, the enemy that would teach us and have us to just pamper our wounds, oh Lord God, and not allow the healing balm of Gilead to come in, oh God, and begin to heal the woundedness, oh Lord God, of our past, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, woundedness from what people said to us, oh Lord God, woundedness from years ago, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we release, oh God, the healing balm of Gilead, oh Lord God, to begin to salve and to begin to smear, God, a healing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we pray now, God, that even if that is being seared, oh Lord God, even if we're receiving that balm, oh Lord God, that it will get us to a place, oh Lord God, of asking for forgiveness, oh Lord God, in the name of Christ, oh Lord God, asking for forgiveness, oh God, first and foremost, that we allow that hurt to have its way in our lives, oh Lord God. We repent for allowing hurt, oh Lord God, that we pamper these hurts, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. But now, God, we release it, God. Now we own it, oh God. We confess it unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the healing farm, oh yes, God, will begin to heal, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. God, we even deal with that spirit of unforgiveness, oh Lord God, that has caused us not to trust, oh Lord God, that's causing us not to trust people, oh Lord God, close off ourselves, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, not to show ourselves friendly, oh God, because of past wounds and past hurts, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. But today, oh Lord God, the deliverer has come, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We release the healing, oh God. Hallelujah. We release the healing now with the name of Jesus. Begin to show, begin to reveal, God, those hurt places, those places of offense. Yes, yes, we come against every spirit of offense, oh Lord God, that we felt we had a right to be offended. We felt we had a right to hold on to the hurt and the wound that came from offense, oh Lord God. But now there is a release of the healing balm of Gilead to come into every offended way in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Offenses of words, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Being offended and being looked over, oh Lord God, passed by. We come against every spirit of offense now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Offenses, oh Lord God, from past churches, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that we carried around with us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We release, oh Lord God, a word that will set free and break down every spirit of offense, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Offense of church hurt, oh God, we come against it now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Break, Satan, release, take your hands off God's property now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. And we just thank you, oh Lord God, that this is the children's bread. We command you to come up and come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, God, every area, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Yes, God, be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. be free. It may come now from your nostrils. You may have to blow your nose. You may have to cough up. Whatever it is, we pray now that you, God, will begin to purge you with hyssop, that you might be clean, that he will wash you, that you might be whiter than snow, God, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of offense, God, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Minister, Holy Spirit. Minister, Holy Spirit. Bring truth where every lie is. Bring truth, God. Bring truth wherever there's a lie. Bring truth. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. And let that truth make them free. Let that truth make them free, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. If they misheard what somebody said, oh Lord God, if the enemy took a conversation out of context, oh Lord God, bring truth, reveal truth to that thing, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. You may be belching now. Hallelujah, that's a form of deliverance. You may be belching, yawning. Those are forms of deliverance, God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing, oh Lord God. We thank you that you are setting the captive free, oh Lord God, according to your word, Father. We thank you for it now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. So we bless your holy and your divine name, oh Lord God. And we just thank you, oh Lord God, for the deliverance that has gone forth from this session, oh Lord God. We thank you for the deliverance that has gone forth from this session, oh Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you for it now, God, that you could keep it, that you would keep it, oh Lord God. Keep it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Guard it, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And as they meditate, oh Lord God, as they seek your face, oh Lord God, for the other things that were coming up, oh Lord God, and confess them unto you, God, we thank you now, God, for your cleansing power, for your purging power, oh God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And we count this prayer as done by faith. It is so, and so it is. Amen and amen and amen. Again, we just want you to, as your life work, to allow God to expose the enemy of your life, to allow God to expose those things that you've been walking around with, wounded with, amen, amen, to expose your limp, hallelujah, God, expose your limp, hey, God, in the name of Jesus, that he can heal you and restore you and get you to a place of deliverance, get you to a place of freedom, amen. Get you to a place of freedom, and we decree it to be so in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 My soul. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank God for what is taking place. Amen. We continue just in that vein to reinforce you that understand that deliverance is a worship experience. Deliverance is not warfare against you, but against the plagues and the works of the enemy. It is your freedom from the oppression and transgressions in the soulish realm and the work of the flesh. It is you experience freedom. You know, I was so stirred as Apostle just began to pray those things and even to receive those things, but to even meditate on that thought that healing, deliverance is the children's bread. See, we live in a season now that we're staying away from bread, but when we think about bread and the power of its essence, it was the first substance that Israel experience when they came out of wilderness, when they came out of bondage. They experienced this bread, which was this sustainable meal that let them know that they were free. And so deliverance lets you know you are free. Like Apostle just explained, when it is invited in your life, when it is invaded in your space, it lets you know you are no longer bound to Egypt. Amen. Pharaoh no longer has a hold on you. And so when deliverance shows up, when it comes through a prophetic word, when it comes through the way that apostles just released, through prayer, when it comes in a worship and experience, it is your confirmation that you are not bound by Pharaoh. You're no longer under bondage. And remember, their bread fell from heaven. And so, Father, we thank you for the bread of deliverance that has fell from heaven, the thing that has been prayed over us in our lives. We thank you today that deliverance is not just power, it is authority. It is not warfare against me, but against the plagues and the work of the enemy. It is freedom from oppression and transgressions that will want to hide in my soulish realm. It is freedom from the works of the flesh. And so we receive all that has happened, all that has been released in our lives today, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's do it again. Let's spend this moment in just a worship moment. Come on. Let's spend this moment in praise and in thanksgiving. And let's just begin to thank God for those areas that are we've been made free from. Come on, confess it out loud. Father, I thank you. I am free from fear. I am free from oppression. I am free from depression. I am free from transgressions that want to hide within my soulish realm. I am free from generational curses. I am free from covenants in my eyes. I am free today in the name of Jesus. It's my heritage. You died for it. You were revealed for it. And we thank you for it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we prophesy freedom over your life. Amen. We decree freedom over you. We declare God is bringing you into a new place. God is bringing you from all past hurts and bondages. We decree that you are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We speak his word over you as the redeemed. You have the right to say so and speak God's plan over your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we do enjoy it. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let me just get everybody to clap. I don't know where you're at.
Hallelujah.
Hands clap. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As praises goes up, amen. We are believing God, amen. Yes, break every chain, every freedom we will walk in, and we thank God for it, amen. Well, overseer, any announcements, amen. Amen. Before we continue, amen, we do welcome you to share with us, amen, with how we move forward. Amen. Yeah, hallelujah.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Every chain, yeah.
To break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
They said there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. We have truly enjoyed the ministry of the Holy Spirit and just His presence that has manifested Himself to minister to our inner man. And so even as the worship music comes to play, we just want to encourage you to stay in this worship mode and to allow the Holy Spirit to empty you out just so that He can fill you with that which is necessary for the next portion or for the next place that in your process. And so we encourage you to yield, obey, and enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Good night.
Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Tim, say it. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
That's it, there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on,
say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an
we
even as the music is playing, I just want to make a few declarations before we go. Father, I declare evil shall not come near my dwelling, since I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God and dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. I cause demonic destiny altering activities to cease. I take hold of the end of the earth and shake out all evil out of this place. I break evil and inappropriate thought patterns in my mind. I speak peace into my life, relationships, ministry, workplace, and businesses. Everything that is misaligned, I command to come into divine alignment. I decree I have the mind of Christ and therefore seek things above and not beneath. I declare I ascend into new realms of power and authority and new dimensions of divine revelation. I declare I will not backslide or look back into old ways, old methodologies, or old strategies in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we wear the helmet of salvation to protect our mind from negative thoughts that would derail our purposes, your purposes and plans for us. I decree that truth protects my integrity, righteousness protects my reputation, the gospel of peace guide my every step, the shield of faith secures my future and destiny, and the sword of the Spirit grants me dominion and authority. I decree and declare a prophetic upgrading of my thought life. I counsel the effect of negative self-defeating thoughts, processes, and patterns, and put them under my feet. I possess a kingdom paradigm which grants me new ways of thinking, new ways of working, and new ways of living. I decree new cycles of victory, success, and prosperity will replace old cycles of failure, poverty, and death in my life. I decree and declare I have a new, refreshed, cutting-edge kingdom mentality, and I think according to the plans and purposes of God. I decree that at your word, I am who you have appointed and assigned me to be, who you have called me to be, and I will not live under the lie or the influence of the enemy. I decree that every pattern in my life, I decree everything that pertains to my life and godliness and everything prepared for me before the foundation of the world must be released in the correct time and season. And I command everything to be released in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that there will be no substance, no holdups, no setbacks, and no delays. I decree and declare that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and I shall neither stumble nor fail. I decree and declare that you have enlarged the territory of where I walk so that my foot will not slip, and I will walk in holiness. I will walk according to the plan and the purposes that God has for me. I decree and declare that I will walk worthy of my calling, of my election. I will work out my soul salvation with fear and trembling. I decree and declare that I have a hunger and a thirst for you. I decree and declare that as the deer panther after the water brook, so does my soul long and panther after you. You are my living God. I confess that I only progress. I won't continue to experience setbacks, cycles of pain, cycles of hurt, and cycles of disappointment. I decree and declare I will pursue, I will press towards the prize, the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I decree and declare that my home is an open heaven. I live under a furnace of who you are, and I burn with a passion for you and for you alone. I decree and declare that you are changing the palette of my life, and I will no longer taste the things of death, taste the things of this world, and I will have a desire to taste and see that you are good. I decree and declare that I am only attracted to good thoughts, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely and things that are of a good report. And I thank you. I decree and declare today that I function according to the plans and the purpose of God, and I walk in my inheritance, which is deliverance and my bread, and I am sustained and kept by your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Be fruitful. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Have dominion and multiply on this week in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.